It's mid-afternoon, and 31-year-old Osvaldo Rojas has loaded up his pickup truck. We're headed to the Great Trinity Forest in southeast Dallas, and here's what he's hoping to find. But here's what he sees. The road's torn up, and from the looks of it, the hogs have been hanging out in the mud.
And there's some wallowing there right on the road. Since they don't have sweat glands, they need to cool down. So what they do is they cover themselves up with mud as much as they can and keep the sun off of them, keeps them fresh.
Rojas says catching hogs is not for the faint of heart. And his 10 years as a trapper, the guy's seen it all.
I've been flipped over between 5 and 7 times. I don't remember the last two. I know I was on the floor when I woke up, so I don't know if it was a hog because I can't remember. And that's a bad thing.
He's also caught a lot more than hogs. For example, West Nile virus.
I'm the mild version.
And other things.
Spider bites all the time, daily. Bugs, chiggers, that's a bad rash right there.
We head to a pond where there's a good chance we'll find some hogs. It's clear from the looks of the water, they've been here.
There's hardly any fish at all. The only fish that are in there is when it overflows from the river and there's a couple of gar. But as far as bass, even catfish aren't in there, you know, there's nothing in there anymore.
Rojas is armed with a gun for protection and a camera for capturing the great outdoors. Capturing wild hogs, it's all about strategy.
We're going to walk up as slow as we can, even if it takes 30 minutes.
Rojas has got heavy gauge wire traps all over the land that look like oversized dog crates. Another one is 30 feet round. And some even have surveillance cameras. He gets alerted on his phone when the hogs go in. He doesn't trap them right away, though. He spends a couple of weeks getting them used to the cages by luring them with food. We reach one of the traps, and Rojas releases some corn from a metal cylinder. But the hogs don't come running. Not that there aren't plenty of them out there. As many as 3.5 million could be roaming the Lone Star State. Jessica Alderson, an urban biologist with Texas Parks and Wildlife, says they're becoming a bigger problem for everyone.
In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we had a lot of calls of hogs coming into neighborhoods and tearing up front yard landscaping overnight, and then they would, you know, spend hundreds of dollars fixing their yard and then to be woken up the next morning by it all be completely torn apart again.
The state says there are only a few options for captured hogs. They can be sent to a slaughterhouse, or the males can go to an approved holding site. There, they'll be released and hunted. Rojas says he loves this job and can't imagine doing anything else.
I get paid to do it, so it's not that I'm not looking for thrills, that it happens.
Lots of thrills, but today at least, no hogs.
It's just like fishing. They call it fishing for a reason and not catching.
For Rojas, the hunt continues. Stella Chavez, KERA News.